It's at 93.7 Hartford's number one for hip hop and R&B. Today we have Caitlin Bernabusi from the New England Donor Services on the radio with us, here to talk about the virtual blue and green walk. How are you there, Caitlin?
Good, thanks. Happy to be here.
So this walk is for organ and tissue donation, and right now over 5,500 people are waiting for a life-saving organ transplant across New England. So do you care to elaborate on that?
Yes. Yeah, so it's such an important issue. Right now, so many people are in need of an organ transplant. I know we have so much craziness going on in the world, but these people are waiting and need to receive a transplant from someone else. So we're working really hard to make sure they can receive their transplants. So our work includes increasing education about donation, helping people understand how important it is to join the donor registry. And National Donate Life Month is actually this month, is April. And this is a time where we really want to focus on that message and encouraging people to sign up to be organ tissue donors. So we usually have a walk at the end of April after we've done a bunch of different celebrations of donation and a bunch of different campaigns and events. And this year it's a little bit different because of everything going on, and we're going to take it virtual. And it's been pretty exciting. People are responding to it well, and I think that a lot of people are out walking in their neighborhoods, and it's a really nice way to release some stress and get some activity. And we're just putting a little spin on it that people can do that for a really special mission and cause. So we're asking people to walk 8.75 miles, and you might wonder, like, what's the 8.75 miles for? Mm-hmm. So just one organ donor can save the lives of 8 people through donation. Wow. And again, one tissue donor can save and heal about 75 people through tissue donation. So we use that number 8.75. Mm-hmm. We want people to get out and show us pictures of their walk and do everything they can to help us promote donation.
Hmm. Now, Caitlin, how can you sign up to be a donor?
So it's very easy. You can go to registerme.org. Mm-hmm. And that's the National Registry for Organ and Tissue Donation. And everything you need is right there. It takes about 20 seconds to sign up. You can also do it at the DMV. So we're good buddies with the Department of Motor Vehicles because they work very hard for this cause also. Nice. They, every day when they're doing many, many other activities to keep us safe on the road and credential people for driving and getting IDs, they're also asking people if they want to be organ and tissue donors. And that's a pretty awesome question and a decision for people to make. And when they do sign up through their driver's license, you can get that red heart on your driver's license, which means you're an organ and tissue donor.
So I'm an organ and tissue donor on my license. And when my daughter, Sasha, she just got her permit, we went to the DMV and they asked her and she was a little confused. You know, she was like, does that mean, mommy? And I said, like, you know, this means if something were to happen, you would help other people, you know? So make sure and sign up to be an organ and tissue donor. Do you think that young people need, you know, more clarity on what this is all about and why it's so important?
Definitely. I think it's something so important for families to talk about because it is one of those things that is difficult to talk about. I mean, talking about life and death is hard, mm-hmm. and talking about end of life is difficult, but it is something that can be so wonderful for someone else. It truly is an incredible gift. And I think if you can think about it more as passing life on and helping others, then that's a really powerful thing. We work a lot with families of people who have died and donated. They come and volunteer with us and they share stories about their loved ones and how their loved one has helped others through organ and tissue donation. And to me, that's really where the inspiration lies, because you see that people are capable of so much good. And they're in their worst time dealing with the loss of a loved one. And they can go on to make a decision or honor a decision if someone's registered that they want to go make a miracle for someone else when they're not getting their miracle. And I think that that is like the shining light of humanity right there. Like, we're wanting to help people. And I think it's really awesome when a 16, 17, 18-year-old getting their license for the first time can make that really big grown-up decision to want to be a donor and say, hey, someday, when I don't need my organs and tissues anymore, I want to help someone else. And most likely those young people are going to be registered for a very long time and take good care of their bodies. And then when they're older and that time comes, that they can give that gift. One of the really cool things about donation also is that there's no age limit on donation. So people can donate into their 70s and even 80s. So something all of us should think about.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's incredible. So how many people are currently signed up as donors in CT?
We have about 1.3 million people that are registered. It's about 46% of people with driver's license. So that's pretty good, but we want to see that over 50%. I mean, there really is a need in Connecticut. About 1,300 people are waiting for a transplant, and we need to step up and sign up. And you should be really proud of your daughter, because that's awesome that she made that decision and wants to give that gift and help others.
Of course.
Now, outside of the age question, what are the most common questions people have about the donation?
That's a really good question, because there are a lot of questions and there's some confusion about donation. So I think the more opportunities that we have to talk about it mm-hmm. and share how good it is great. So one of the big questions I get is about health. So, okay, mm-hmm. I'm not in great health. I might have high blood pressure, high cholesterol. So I don't want to donate my organs because I don't think they're good enough and I don't want to make someone else sick, right. Which I think is kind of an awesome reason to, because you're still trying to help people. But there really is nothing that rules someone out from being a registered donor. Wow. So if it's something that you want to do, no matter what, you should sign up and be a registered organ tissue donor.
Oh, that's awesome. All right. So how can people support New England Donor Services, Caitlin?
Well, right now during April for National Donate Life Month, we're doing everything that we can to direct people to sign up for our virtual Blue and Green Walk. Mm-hmm. If you'd like to join us and walk the 8.75 miles, awesome. If you're not quite up for that, but you can make a small monetary contribution, we appreciate that too so much. Our website is a great place to check it out. It's bluegreenwalk.org. There's all the information on what do you mean about a virtual Blue and Green Walk? And what are we doing to celebrate the gift of donation? And I hear there's a good team that you can sign up for.
Yeah, the Jenny Boom Hot 93.7 team. That's the great team right there, Caitlin.
That's what I hear. And that's awesome. It's exciting. We have 75 teams signed up already, including you guys, which is awesome. And it's exciting. When we have the opportunity to really get together for our actual walk, it's usually like 1,300 people. And 80 teams and so much great energy for organ and tissue donation and transplantation. And we're still seeing that virtually. As much as we all want to be together, we're doing everything that we can. And all the teams are doing everything they can to raise some support for this mission. So getting out there and walking. Our colors are blue and green. So wear blue and green when you walk. I got my blue and green t-shirt on right now.
I see.
Yeah. Yep.
So for $25, I saw on the website, you can join my team, because we're all about my team today, Caitlin, sorry. And you get a t-shirt and you get to be a part of this experience. And then for kids 17 and under, for $15, they get to be a part of the experience and they also get a t-shirt. It's really awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's great. It's an awesome opportunity. And I think right now we know how much we all need each other. Community is so important. And right now we're having to do that from a little bit apart, but you're still seeing people do so much good stuff for each other. I mean, helping out our heroes on the front line and healthcare, supporting people that are out of work. You're seeing so much good, and we want to continue that. We want people to continue that kindness and continue that goodness. And if you're looking for a pretty cool mission to support right now, New England Donor Services is one of those. We work hard to save and heal lives through donation. And we have frontline staff that are in the clinical arena that are still going into hospitals to support families and to help make that gift or donation happen. So it's pretty special.
And I think this is a really good motivating thing for some of us that have been sitting in the house eating and drinking way too much. I think that this is a good way for us. Michi's been pounding shots of Patron, but anyway, this is a good way for us to get outdoors, like you said, get some fresh air, get exercise, and spend some time with our families. It's awesome.
Absolutely. Yeah. Especially, we had a couple of rainy days in there, but when the sun's shining, it feels really good just to be outside and know you're doing something good for yourself and something good for others by calling attention to this mission. So yeah, check it out, sign up, join us. If people have questions, they can reach out to us anytime and we can help them out. But we appreciate people's interest in this. And I really encourage people to join us for the Blue and Green Walk, but also to think about becoming an organ and tissue donor. There's so much good that can come out of every single gift of donation. I mean, you can really change, save a life, heal a life. And it's something very, very unique that you can give to others.
I love it. I love that. I'm very proud of the fact that I am an organ and tissue donor. I know, Michi, you are as well. And it was just, it's the obvious choice as far as I'm concerned. So anyway, next time you get your license renewed, of course, you can go to the DMV and do it. And then what is your website again? And just in case you want to just do it right now, this second, become an organ and tissue donor.
Sure. Registerme.org. It's quick and easy to sign up.
And get involved in this Blue and Green Walk. Go to bluegreenwalk.org. That's bluegreenwalk.org. And join my team, Jenny Boom, Hot 93.7. Hey, Caitlin, thank you so much. I really appreciate you checking in today.
Oh, thank you guys so much for all your support.
Yeah, we're going to raise a ton of money and we're going to do so many great things together. I'm really excited about this. Thanks so much.
Thanks, guys.
It's Hot 93.7.